free to work with the internet. So some of this is happening. But I think, you know, what's really important here is that we focus on the fact that if the internet is the biggest story of the 21st century, we're in a global war for economic growth, for talent, for opportunities. You look back to what Churchill said in 1941. In that war effort, and I'm going to finish in a second, he created the Central Statistical Office in 1941, because you actually need to understand what the fuck's going on if you're going to manage an economy. And so, you know, what would he have said? He would have said, we shall not rest until we are all 8% or more. And if you look at government expenditure, another big number, £700 billion spent in government offices. Just think what the internet, what HTML5, what SaaS, what cloud, what big data can do for all of these departments. And you know there's actually amazing work going on in the government, at least on the income side. 80% of our taxes are already online. So there are no excuses for the FTSE 100 and for the city. If the government can do it, why can you not do it? If startups can do it, why can't you do it? If SMEs can do it, why can't you do it? And if you can't do it, are you going to be the next Kodak? Or are you going to be the next Pearson or WPP? So here's my proposal, very simple, 3 points for a balanced internet economy. One, we all need to start asking FTSE boards, not startups, FTSE boards, ministers and permanent secretaries, the 8% question. We need that answered on an annual basis. It's an easy thing to answer. And if we can't get that this year, by 2015, we should be able to do this quarterly. If you can be a public company and report your earnings quarterly, why can you not report your internet number quarterly? Secondly, we need to take a leaf out of Churchill's book. We need to create a public, transparent body to let citizens and investors track the 8%. We need to celebrate, thirdly, the champions, and we need to short the laggards, because there's £700 billion worth of capital sitting on the sidelines looking to invest in growth. We need to understand what growth means. So the prize is huge, and we've got an amazing start. We're starting as the number one in the G20. So let's do something about it. So what I'd say is join us. The mission has started with the ninjas and the geisha. And if you want to join this, hashtag demand8 and start asking these questions. Thanks very much.